Monsieur Pamplemousse Investigates by Michael Bond. Dramatized in 3 episodes by Alec Rowe. With Gordon Kay as Monsieur Pamplemousse and Trevor Martin as his bloodhound, Pomfrit. Episode 3, The Final Printout.
With only 24 hours remaining to find the missing computer disks and save Le Guide, Monsieur le Directeur has been threatened with receiving by post various parts of Madame Grant if publication of the new edition proceeds. The pressure upon my patron and friend Aristide Pamplemousse increases, and I, Pomfrit, police sniffer dog of the year 1990, am constantly at his side. Unless, of course, I am on the scent. And I'm beginning to get the scent right now.
Mr. Pamplemousse?
Madeleine?
This fax from Martine Burrell has just arrived for you, marked urgent.
Ah.
It gives the address of a photographer called Christophe Montagnon. Is that what you were expecting?
Which town is he in?
Belfort.
Belfort?
Is there any reply?
No, thank you, Madeleine. I will deal with it myself.
Only...
Yes?
If this is about Madame Grant, well, it's probably nothing, but we were talking about her when the fax came through.
We?
The girls in the communications room. Just that it's a coincidence, that's all.
What is?
Belfort, in the Jura. Mm. Madame Grant spent her holidays there last summer, and, well, came back different, nicer, more approachable. Anyway, the point is, we decided she must have, you know, met someone while she was there.
Go on.
The change didn't last long, mind. And then she was worse than ever, really crabby. Anyway, recently she started being nice all over again. And this time we were sure something was going on. We just thought we should mention it.
I am very grateful, Madeleine. Please pass my thanks to your colleagues.
Madame Grant's going to be all right, is she? I mean, she's a funny old stick, but she's got a heart of gold.
Indeed.
Thank you, Monsieur Pamplemousse.
Thank you, Madeleine.
Nice lady, Madeleine.
Ah, the heart, Pomfrit. The complicated secrets of the human heart.
Too deep for me, Petrol. I'm just a dog.
It isn't easy, Aristide.
Monsieur le Directeur.
That blasted budgie, not a single word he speaks is sealed.
Why is your arm in a sling?
I've had a painful injection. Sister insisted on inoculating me against psittacosis. Anyway, now it's your turn, Pomplemousse. Grill that bird.
Actually, Monsieur le Directeur, Pomfrit and I must leave immediately for the Père Lachaise Cemetery. Urgent investigations. Come along, Pomfrit. I will keep you informed.
Pomplemousse!
I only hope there's something worth finding at the tomb marked X on Madame Grant's map.
Me too.
The novelist Balzac used to come to this particular cemetery to cheer himself up.
1799 to 1850.
So, past the grave of Simon Signoret? To the left of La Fontaine and Molière. Here is the vault of Oscar Wilde, which, like the gentleman himself, is unmistakable.
A graveyard does nothing for a dog's natural optimism and sense of fun, I can tell you.
Ah, here, just behind it, is what we're looking for. Oh, dear! Look at the name! It's the Leclerc tomb. This, Pomfrit, is the resting place of the ancestors of Monsieur le Directeur.
Interesting smells here, Patron. Something familiar. I'm just going down these steps. Some of these scents are fresh.
It's immense. Oh, I had no idea he came from such a grand background. Look at the list of his forefathers. And look what somebody's added to it.
Right. Scents. 3 categories of. Earth, individual, additional. So, here we go. Earth? Not much. Well, nature of the terrain's against it. Additional. Animal, vegetable, and mineral. File it all away into the system. And... Good! Beat that poor computer DB23 and IFEX slippers. Finally, I marked the spot in time-honored fashion.
Pomfrit, for heaven's sake! Monsieur le Directeur may not be the most popular employer in Paris, but his tomb is not a peace one. Come up here.
Humans, they know nothing. Nothing.
Thank you for the cognac, Mademoiselle Borel.
I think we might relax protocol a little, Aristide.
Martine. No, I apologize for Pomfret. He often sleeps after hard work.
Oh, he's very wet. Are you sure you don't want to get out of your wet clothes?
No, thank you, but I must not stay. Your apartment's on the way to Madame Grant's, so I thought I would stop by and bring you up to date.
So, you think her mystery lover had been to the tomb and carved the name of your director onto the list of its occupants?
Along with the date of his decease, next Tuesday, which ties up with the date in the newspaper obituary.
Very macabre. Actually engraving his name.
Roughly, and without quite finishing. I imagine he must have been interrupted. Anyway, I hope he will return to complete the job, because I have left a note. Oh. If he is so daring, maybe he will have the nerve, or curiosity, to meet me face to face.
What did you say?
Meet me tomorrow in the Café Eau de Magot, 10 o'clock. Carry a copy of Le Guide, open at page 221.
Why 221?
The juror. Belfort.
Oh.
I want to make him think I know more than I do. The Belfort photographer, incidentally, has no recollection of the man. I can only hope the thumbprint he left on the Paul Ben Musser chocolate may also be on police records. Belfort, Martine. I remember seeing it in your CV.
I worked for one of the electronic companies there. Oh, not for Poulenc, if that's what you're thinking.
That is a great relief.
The moment you found a name, phone me. I have a contact in California with access to the International Association of Credit Card Investigators. Mm-hmm. Well, it's strictly illegal. We'll get some idea of the man and his travels. More cognac?
Oh, thank you, but no. I intend a bath at Madame Grant's flat before anything else.
What is Pomfret dreaming of, I wonder?
Don't ask. Pomfret, wake up.
What will you do about your trousers and jackets? They're soaking.
Well, Madame Grant has a sheltered balcony. Now the rain has stopped, they will dry overnight.
Don't forget to pick up some food on the way.
Somebody mentioned food?
Ah, Pomfret. The simple pleasures of a long soak in hot water when the body is cold and the spirit low. I know. We shall eat very soon.
Not the problem, Pato.
Hello? Who's there?
What?
That's the problem. We're not alone.
Hello? Who's there? Who's there?
What a surprise, Madame Grant. You will be wondering why I am wearing your silk dressing gown and shower cap.
How are you doing, Jojo?
What?
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, my God, it's Jojo.
You can apologize any time.
Didn't
look hard enough, did you? Jump to the obvious conclusion.
Pomfret, old friend, I apologize.
What you thought. You thought I'd eaten the bleeding budgie.
I suggest we close the door upon Jojo, then retire to the kitchen for a good snack.
You're forgiven.
After which I must hang my clothes out on the balcony to dry. I suppose I could phone Doucette at her sister's and ask for help. But I don't fancy explaining to both of them why I'm half-naked in another woman's flat.
Let's eat. Suppose we're sleeping here again.
Truffle soup. Filet of charolais steak. Tarte aux pommes.
Cote de marabou. And another cote de marabou.
How are you doing, Jojo?
Hello, who's there?
Here's a pretty person, here's a pretty person.
No, my darling, of course I know what time it is. Oh, good morning, Pomfret. And a beautiful morning, too. Wake up. Even Jojo is affected by the sun.
Sure.
8:30, Pomfret. More than an hour and a half to the meeting at the cafe. No need to hurry. I think a leisurely bath, a shave and breakfast. And let us hope for the good of Madame Grant, Le Guide and Monsieur le Directeur that today is a lucky day.
If you say so.
A good omen. Jojo is eating in his cage. So I shut its door and voila!
Why are humans so easily pleased?
9:15. Time is no longer on our side. So, the ironing board.
I love croissants.
One must look good in the face of one's enemies. Pomfret, and the sun will have dried my clothes. Sacre bleu! It can't be true. Oh, mon dieu!
I'm coming!
The cochon! Where is he? The cochon!
Where?
Pomfret, some rotten cochon has climbed the fire escape and stolen all my clothes!
Rotten cochon!
Rotten cochon!
Shut up! I have to be at the Café au Damago in 20 minutes.
Bit of a poser battle.
What am I going to do? Madame Grant's now. Oh, well, needs must, I suppose. You can stop that. No, Pamplemousse. Think of La Guide. Think of France. Think of Doucette. What am I saying? Definitely do not think of Doucette. Pomfret, heel!
Absolutely not. Not with those heels.
Et tu, Brute?
Et moi, patron. I'm staying a healthy 20 meters behind.
It would help if I could get this copy of La Guide into Madame Grant's handbag. It would help if I could fit myself into this dress of hers. Dear God, what must I look like?
Don't ask.
Well, at least the headscarf and dark glasses will stop anybody recognizing me, I hope. Why are high heels so difficult to walk in? If I fall over and break a leg, what would they say at the hospital? Go to hell! There must be an easier way of earning a living. Oh, at last, the Café au Damago. Pomfret!
I've got friends in this district and I've not been seen with you like that. Even that Aphrodite poodle from Plastique, she would think twice. I'm waiting outside.
Oh, how can it be as full as this at 10 o'clock in the morning?
You want something, mademoiselle?
I beg your pardon?
I said... You want to order something, mademoiselle?
Chocolat et un pain sucre, if you please. Thank you so much. It's very busy this morning.
You should know why, mademoiselle.
Me? Know what?
Yeah, you lot. With your pansy food guides. Oh, and don't tell me what's on page 221 that's so interesting to everybody. I shudder to think. One chocolat, one pain sucre. Mademoiselle.
He's right. Everybody has a copy of La Guide open at page 221, and everybody is eyeing up everybody else. What can it mean?
All right, gentlemen. Everybody stay exactly where you are. I am Inspector Vichot. Investigating a series of complaints from local inhabitants and tourists. Oh. My officers will come to each of you in turn. Oh, yes. I advise you to cooperate. We have no prejudice against the gay community as such, but don't chance your luck.
And here was I thinking it couldn't get any worse. Thank you, Veronique.
Yes, thank you, Veronique. You can leave us now.
A woman of few words.
But a very fine secretary.
It was kind of you to bail me out, Monsieur le Directeur, and thank you for the coffee.
Pomfret, may I suggest that when this is all over, you should seek medical advice about your transvestite inclinations, or a holiday, perhaps.
I can explain.
I would prefer it if you didn't. What is there to say? More to the point, where is Pomfret? You're usually inseparable.
When I was escorted to the police van, there was no sign of him. He will turn up. He knows Paris better than I do. I shall instruct Rambo to keep an eye open for him. I see you have shrouded the budgie cage with a dark cloth.
To keep it quiet. Once I couldn't get it to talk. Now I can't stop its irritating chirping in the morning.
So it is in good health?
Oh, excellent health.
Good.
And to think that dress belongs to Madame Grant... Aristide, I do wish you would either cross your legs or sit facing the other way.
Sorry.
In the bedroom next door, I keep a spare suit for emergencies. There are also some shirts in one of the drawers. I suggest you avail yourself.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur le Directeur.
But first, tell me, how are your inquiries?
Not well. I have only 1 week lead. Belfort.
Belfort?
Monsieur le Directeur.
Belfort? In the Jura.
Shall I have Veronique bring you some more coffee?
Aristide, old friend, if what I suddenly suspect is true, I'll need something stronger than coffee. Veronique, no calls for the next half hour. See, we are not disturbed. Belfort. Where to begin? 25 years ago, I was, like you, just a run-of-the-mill food guide inspector.
Thank you.
I was serving my apprenticeship with Le Guide, and one evening found myself in a highly rated restaurant. 2 stockpots in Le Guide and 2 Michelin rosettes. This restaurant, Aristide, was in Belfort.
Ah.
The owner had died earlier that same year, and his son had inherited it, a brilliant up-and-coming chef.
So the stockpots and rosettes were automatically withdrawn?
Exactly. The purpose of my visit was to make a preliminary report prior to their reinstatement. I ordered Poulard de Bressan-Vessy.
Poulard de Bressan-Vessy.
Yes, when the old head waiter brought the silver dish to my table, I could tell by his expression that all was not well. What do you know about breast chickens?
Known for centuries as the best in the world, the breast chicken, white flesh and feathers, bluish-grey legs, red wattle and comb, should come from a particular district on the plain of Brest defined as long ago as 1936.
Wrong, Pomplemousse. It must come from there.
Indeed. Since 1957, breast chickens have been, like good wines, appellation d'origine contrôlée.
And any attempt to pass off an inferior bird as a breast chicken is punishable by law. A dish in that Belfort restaurant contained a bird of the very worst kind.
Horror.
A cock, presumably obtained at some short notice from the local supermarket. But imagine my dilemma. Young, inexperienced, the reputation of Le Guide at stake.
What did you do?
Well, I asked to see the chef. He tried to bluster, told me I didn't know what I was talking about, offered me another dish, finally tore up my bill and ordered me out. I followed him to the kitchen and produced my Guide credentials, and his mood instantly changed. He offered a considerable amount of money to forget the whole business, and when I refused, he seemed to snap. He picked up a sabatier, couteau de cuisine, 35-centimeter blade, and came at me like a madman. There was nobody to help. The staff had all fled. Fortunately, the head waiter had foreseen the trouble and called the police, who arrived in the nick of time. I shall never forget that man's face as he was led from the restaurant, shouting and screaming and, Aristide, swearing revenge.
What happened to the man?
Ostracized and ignored. In due course, his case came up and he was sent to prison. While he was serving his sentence, the restaurant closed and people in the trade made sure he would never again find work as a chef.
And his name, Monsieur le Directeur, do you have his name?
Oh, how could I ever forget? His name was Dubois. Jean-Marc Dubois.
I must act immediately.
But not perhaps before changing out of Madame Grant's frock.
Thank you, Monsieur le Directeur. Have you ever returned to Belfort?
Oh, several times in the last year in connection with the computer. Once I took Madame Grant with me. She liked it so much that I believe she went back for a holiday. What now?
Well, we have a name, a date and a criminal record. Now we can act. What of your own safety? A man who could substitute a frozen bird of doubtful ancestry for a breast chicken is clearly capable of anything.
I'm not afraid.
Voila. What do you think? The suit is a perfect fit and the quality superb. It looks and feels brand new.
I'm not surprised. I bought it last week.
Most grateful.
And now, Aristide, the bird awaits.
The bird? But, Monsieur...
No, but I have tried to break down the barriers of communication and failed. It is up to you. That is an order, Pomplemousse. The bird must go.
In that case, as head of security, for your own safety, I insist you remain here in the building until this whole business is over.
Now you're being vindictive.
What about you?
Here it comes now.
Oh, your friend in California is doing you proud.
Particularly since it's in the middle of his night. So, Monsieur Jean-Marc Dubois has no credit problems. He seems to spend his money on the same things most of us do.
Eats out a lot.
And all in the Belfort area. Ah, until a month ago. Look, the pattern changes.
Now he's travelling. Montbéliard, Lézé, several purchases from Besançon, 2 from Dole, all in 1 week.
Mostly payments for fuel. His progress isn't exactly urgent, is it?
Canals. Montbéliard is on the Canal du Rhône. So are the other towns. After Dole, it joins the River Saône, which soon meets with the Canal de la Manche, and so on to Paris.
Of course! He would come from the southeast.
And therefore into the Paris Arsenal Marina.
I'm worried for Pomfret, Aristide.
Oh, you don't know him as I do. Pomfret is highly trained with an acute instinct for police work. Let's suppose Dubois had found my message in the cemetery. A message unwise to leave, I freely admit, near the tomb of Oscar Wilde, the place of pilgrimage for a certain type of gentleman. Let's suppose Dubois had turned up outside the cafe, either to identify his assailant or have a good laugh, but was scared off by the police. Pomfret was also outside, and my bet is that duty, plus a healthy sense of canine curiosity, overcame concern for a master in drag, and he followed the strong scent that linked the Leclerc tomb to the Café aux Dames Magots.
Oh.
Where I find Pomfret, Martine, there I shall find Dubois.
Well, if anybody thinks police work is all glamour, come on, patron. How long is it going to take you to work it out?
Dear God, there must be 200 boats. 250 at both sides of the canal basin. No sign of life. Well, it's late. Not one of the riverboats, too big for canals. Given that it's March and cold, it won't be one of the open ones either. You need a fairly powerful motor to navigate a river like the Saone. So, a medium-sized cabin cruiser with an inboard motor?
Yes.
Brilliant, Pamplemousse. That narrows it down to about 100.
Oh, oh!
Pomfret, my old friend, how are you?
Thanks, but no thanks. We're supposed to be working. Come on, patron. Look. Ears up, nose twitching, body alert, and what's my fierce gaze centered on?
The one with the closed-in wheelhouse. He's in there.
By George, he's got it. Whoa, whoa.
He's seen us.
Stop, Dubois. It's all over. Don't be a fool. There's nowhere to go.
The tunnel? No, please, not the tunnel. The tunnel running beneath the hold of the Place de la Bastille.
Oh, dear God, he's never going to try to get down inside that ventilator shaft, is he?
Pomfret, stay. Stay there.
Don't you worry, Patron.
Dubois, halt! Do you hear me, Dubois? 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 Ah!
I can see you, Dubois. I am here on your boat. All by luck and judgment. So don't think that...
Pomfret? No. Back. Sit. Whatever.
Ah! Help! 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 Help!
It would help if I could see where I'm steering.
Pomfret! Dubois!
Madame Grant?
Help! Help! Help!
Madame Grant! Oh, thank goodness! Let me just untie that gag. Don't worry about Pomfret. He's clearly enjoying himself. Madame Grant, I must know. Monsieur le Directeur must know. Tell me, do you have all your parts?
Congratulations, Aristide. The presses are rolling and the new edition of Brigitte will appear on its traditional day, thanks to you and, of course, Pomfret.
Now, what of Dubois?
Hypothermia, exhaustion, and a few very nasty bites.
Quite a few.
Thank God he was stupid enough not to destroy the original discs.
I think he kept them on the boat as a form of insurance. If all else failed, he could use them to bargain for his freedom.
Hey, do we know anything of his recent past?
When he came out of prison, he trained as a ship's radio operator, but couldn't settle, and worked the canals before eventually returning to Belfort. Computers were coming into their own, and with his radio experience, he landed a job with Poulenc.
My God, he must have seen me there.
And his mad dream of revenge was revived.
What about Madame Grant?
They're letting her out of the hospital later today.
What made her do it, Aristide?
Love, Monsieur le Directeur.
And on his part? Was there love?
It would be unbearably sad if there were not.
Drink up, Aristide. It's a day for rejoicing.
This Batard Montrachet is very fine.
I've left another bottle for you with Veronique. Please collect it from my office when you leave.
Thank you.
You and Madame Pamplemousse will no doubt be celebrating tonight.
Regretfully, no. She was not expecting me home, and her sister tells me she's with friends at Beauvais. So I think maybe an early night.
Of course. Good day to you, Aristide, and once again the grateful thanks of Legide.
Monsieur.
If I may venture one small criticism, Your disguise is a shade over the top. Even the roughest artisan would hardly go about with trouser legs torn and jacket lapels hanging by a thread.
I am sorry. I will ask Madame Pamplemousse to see what she can do before I return them to you.
That's my suit you're wearing.
I'm afraid so.
Pamplemousse! Good day!
Monsieur le Directeur. Home to Montmartre, Pomfret.
And I wouldn't be surprised. A celebration after all. But not with Madame Pamplemousse. Early night.
You didn't mind my telephoning, Martine?
I'm delighted, Aristide. To start, I thought mussels with almonds.
A vast speciality.
I haven't tasted mussels with almonds since a little restaurant at Saint-Jean-de-Luz. Mm-hmm.
The bâtard Montrachet will go well with the main course.
Which is?
Breast chicken. What else? I'm doing it on demi-deuil.
Oh, slices of truffle placed in splits between skin and breast. Oh.
Don't worry, Pomfret. I've laid three places.
And afterwards?
An omelette soufflé.
Beaten, I trust, in a copper bowl.
With a steel whisk. How else would you do it?
Spoken like a true Lyonnaise.
With a splash of rum and the scrapings from the inside of a vanilla pod.
But of course.
And they wonder why bloodhounds drool.
A little homemade apricot jam folded in the middle.
And a sprinkling of icing sugar on top.
Et voilà!
Parfait!
Gordon Kay was Monsieur Pamplemousse in The Final Printout, the last episode of Monsieur Pamplemousse Investigates. Trevor Martin was his bloodhound, Pomfret. The director of Le Guide was Roger Hammond, and Martine Borel was Geraldine Fitzgerald. Madeline was Cyril Jenkins, Jojo and the waiter, Steve Hodson, and the police officer, Stephen Fawn. Monsieur Pamplemousse Investigates, by Michael Bond, was dramatized in three episodes by Alec Rowe and directed by John Tideman. This was a Mentorn Radio production for the BBC.